The South African Human Rights Commission on Tuesday continued its investigation into the unrest that took place in July. The unrest affected parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, resulting in more than 300 deaths and billions of rand in property damage. Various government officials have appeared before the commission, including former Defence Minister Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula. Nqakula's testimony was scathing of the police, saying they did not communicate or cooperate well with the military. The first person to give evidence on Tuesday was National Police Commissioner General Kehla Sithole. Sithole said the police did not have any crime intelligence report on the July unrest before the widespread looting and riots hit the two provinces.
Such crime intelligence forms an integral part of policing. The under-resourcing of crime intelligence cannot be separated from the under-resourcing of the police service as a whole. The realization of the under-resourcing of CI is on the same base as the realization for the under-resourcing of SAPS, because you may resource crime intelligence fully tomorrow, but at a police station level, if there's no resources, no one will be able to attend to the public. If there's two members in the community service center and three incidents breaks out, the question would be, who do you send? I'm looking at a holistic resourcing of SAPS, which includes CI.
Last week, the Premier of KZN, Sihle Zikalala, told the panel that they had depended on social media for updates on the unrest.
Before the outbreak, there was no information received from any crime intelligence structure on the imminent threat in KwaZulu-Natal, indicating its context, nature, and the need to prepare the security cluster's response accordingly. As the leader of government, we too relied on social media and mainstream media report for update and through a pamphlet that called for a planned shutdown, and that pamphlet was in the social media.
Sithole was asked why he appeared to be absent as the looting escalated. He denied being absent.
During the 3 days of the unrest, I had the responsibility and there was a situational obligation for me to take the bird's eye view, because the whole country was under siege and therefore would not have gone to a specific area. In the operational room that I choose to be when the country is under siege, there's all forms of communication. If you are nowhere to be found, it depends who is looking for you and where. The person who might have been looking for me might not have found me, because might have been looking for me at a wrong place where I wasn't. But everyone who was looking for me during the unrest found me and could access me.
The hearings are expected to continue until Friday. For Times Live Podcast, I'm Bulelano Nyugela.